Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. Jason's classic cut on a Friday. Ten 07, we are discussing the persecution of Christians in Iraq. By the way, the Fox News right now is discussing that Christians are under persecution all over the globe. We're discussing the very limited response President Obama's had, limited airstrikes, to a growing global threat. We had Pete and Marinette on, wasn't it Marinette? Oh. Pete Marinette on, and he immediately went to the cost. Jobs aren't up. Part-time jobs are up. Jobs are not up. The stock market is up because it's artificially inflated, and it is supported by nothing. The economy is tepid. The economy is in good shape. Boy, he really does live in a delusional world. I opened the show with that. Well, he may not have heard it. But he's a liberal. He heard it without hearing it. But do you ever notice the only time liberals worry about debt is when it's money spent in defense of national security? Ever notice that? Oh, well, we can't be the world's cop. Well, then who is going to be? Somebody does have to be. The global community is like any other community. It, in fact, does need a cop. Who's it going to be? And I would argue, and you notice, Pete went to the money and nothing about the horrible humanitarian crisis. I don't even want to call it a humanitarian crisis. The atrocities going on. The beheading of children. Now, the kids aren't so important to Pete. Lori in Appleton. Lori, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, especially with children and people, like, how much money do you put on a human life? And, like, with the Nazis, I know I understand a lot of people, like, with the money and the war, especially we've been over there for how long, and everyone was like, everyone had the presidents pull the troops out and everything like that. And I understand, you know, the situation on that. And I don't think it's going to be unpopular to go up there and assist, especially given the situation. Look at how long it took us to go and aid, you know, with the Nazis and everything like that. It was just left them poor Jews and the minorities on their own. And they're being gassed and burned. And, you know, it's just horrible, terrible things that everybody wants somebody else to do about. But it seems like if the U.S. doesn't do anything about it, nobody else will help. But if we go and help, then other people follow suit. And I think even if it was just, you know, air support and drones and providing weapons, things like that, I think we could do a lot of help, you know, just with a little bit of money.
But, Lori, you said something that's key, though, is, it, and I couldn't agree more, it's our responsibility to mobilize the global free community against this. That's our job. Thanks a lot for the call. To Grace in Green Bay. Grace, go ahead. Grace, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a theory about President Obama and the way he's handling all this mess going around in the world. I think he's planning to do just the least amount possible that the world can take, and then he's just waiting to dump the whole mess on the next president, whether Republican or Democrat.
I think here's what I would say. Is that his intent? No. Well, let me see if I can state my response to that. Grace, thanks a lot for the call. He doesn't believe it's President Obama believes what Pete and Marinette believes, that it's not our job. As such, yeah, he is willing to dump it to the next guy. He is willing, and she's right. Well, if it actually looks like the world is going to hell, then he thinks he needs to lift a finger, and that's what he did. He lifted a finger with the airstrikes. Too little, too late. Look at Ukraine. Brush fires have not popped up around, and here's the thing. Brush fires have not popped up around the world the way they popped up under this president, and then been met with the indifference in this country. Several emailers and I think a caller or two have pointed it out. The Israeli-Gaza-Hamas conflict. Look at that. And that how we just do not have unqualified support for a loyal ally in Israel. And Israel is made out to be the bad guy globally. This is going to come back to haunt not just us, but Europe. And I usually try to avoid being the gloom and doom. I'm sorry, I think it's appropriate in this case. Rob in Little Chute. Rob, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Jerry. I think a former caller, I think his name was Pete, was concerned about the cost. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think a lot of people don't understand is if we don't handle it over there, at the cost that it would cost to handle it there, we're going to be handling it back here. And the last time we had to do that, we created a whole other government bureaucracy in the Department of Homeland Security. And that costs a hell of a lot more money than, you know, dropping some bombs over there or you know, taking care of it on that side of the ocean.
And here's, you know, and here's what's important about what you're saying, Rob, is, look, when we got hit in, you know, 13 years ago, come September 11th, it was unthinkable. We couldn't imagine being hit on our shores. You know what's amazing? In 13 short years, it's become unthinkable again.
Exactly.
Which is amazing to me. And even, quite frankly, even conservative talk radio has stopped talking about national security until one brush fire after another, after another. And maybe even brush fire is overly euphemistic here. Saeed in Green Bay is going to get the last word on this, Jason, then we do need to move on. Saeed, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Here's the issue. I think the American military, even under a docile and incompetent commander-in-chief, is a formidable force. It is the greatest military force in the world. The problem with the type of leadership that we have is that it is going to, world actors are going to miscalculate the risk of mischief. And that is bringing us closer to war. What happens if Russians, the soldiers amassed at the border actually cross the border? We are closer to war. Our national security is greater at risk, not because we are weaker as a nation, but because of our the way that our leadership has functioned. It is leading world actors to miscalculate.
Well, but then here's my question to you, Saeed. Are they really miscalculating? And let me make my point. You're right. We still have the greatest military might in the world. But are they really miscalculating that we're reluctant to use it right now?
No. There are even this commander in chief will under certain circumstances have no other option. And that's the problem, is that people are miscalculating that we will not act under any circumstance. And that isn't true.
Well, you're probably right about that, but I think they're pretty limited circumstances.
Yeah, I think if the Russians cross into Ukraine, NATO will not sit by. And that is the that's what brings us closer to war. The kind of wars we've had recently, but wars that actually threaten our national integrity, and this is why Obama's presidency is so dangerous, and not to say anything of what is happening in the war on terror, which you can't even use the word and recognize that we're engaged in a war on terror, because the terrorist forces have now have far more resources than before he became president.
Say, Dave, I've got to let you run, but thanks a lot for the good call. Do appreciate it. You know what this comes down to? We always believed World War III would be a nuclear war. I mean, with good reason. That's what we always thought. We never imagined that World War III might be a ground war, multi-theater war, like World War II was. We just never imagined that. I want to give the final word to an emailer who's a veteran. Jerry, as a veteran, I am disgusted but not surprised by what is happening. President Obama was so quick to win popularity with the citizens and non-citizens, he made a rash decision. It isn't making the popular decision that makes a president great, reference Abraham Lincoln. It's making the difficult ones. He needs to man up and for once do what is right. We cannot stand idly by and watch these people go through this. Don't worry about the troops. That's what we're trained for, not the defenseless people that ISIS are targeting. I'm saddened and sickened that this is even a discussion anymore. A concerned veteran. We'll be talking about this, sadly, more and more in the days to come. Coming up, I want to turn my attention to the governor's race and something you need to realize. It has been a good week for Mary Burke. It's 10:18.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.